Hello and welcome. This is James Maduke speaking. You're listening to another podcast from Online Selling University. And all of the sites that I have, really, these are just little rants that I often have just about something I get on my head and want to get it out and share it with you. And hopefully there's an idea in here that you can apply to building your business online. Now, today, this is what I want to talk about. And what it is how being average can be a huge advantage and it'll actually guarantee your success online. Now, let me say that again. I want you to consider that being average can be a huge advantage for you. Now, you've often heard, well, you know, be an expert, be a subject matter expert, you know, master one thing, do it well, pick a niche and get great in it and dominate it. And you hear all of these things about how you should pick one thing and be really good at it. Well, I'm not talking about your personal expertise right now. You know, I'm still a big fan, you know, master your own domain like Jerry Seinfeld used to say. Yeah, absolutely, master your own domain. If you want to be a subject matter expert, yeah, absolutely. It's more important to be an expert than it is to be a generalist. What I'm talking about is how an average person can be successful marketing their business online. And this is what I really want to talk about today. Because, you know, for as much as we'd like to hope that we're all not average, we're all average in some sense of the word. There are some people that stand out, you know, like a giraffe in a herd of field mice. Some people that are just seem to have a natural talent or seem to have a natural disposition for being able to do almost everything really well. But for most of us, we're average people. You know, we've got mortgages or rents to pay. We've got 2.2 kids. We've got a family and troubles and trials and tribulations, all the things that everyone else has. And, you know, if you're one of those people that are going, man, I need my one single break. I want to make it big online. I want to be successful online. There's got to be something that I can do to, you know, turn the corner to go and say, you know what? Yeah, I made it. I'm winning online. And a lot of times we focus so hard on being good at something that we forget the big picture. And here's what I'm going to suggest that you consider. There are so many different things that you have to do to be successful online that I don't believe that being excellent or great at one of them is a huge benefit. Now again, I'm not talking about the subject matter, I'm talking about marketing your business. Now here's what it's about. You know, in Hub and Spoke Marketing, I talk about things like articles and press releases and search engines and Google Gates and list building and blogging and building your own website and membership sites and creating your own info products. There's a ton of things in there. And what's important for the average person is that you could become an expert, for example, in creating products. And you could create the best products in the world. Absolutely fantastic. You're way above average at creating products. But if you don't do the other pieces, if you don't have some sales copy that's acceptable, if you don't have a website that follows some basic principles, if you don't do anything to generate traffic, if you don't do anything to generate publicity and market, guess what? It doesn't matter how great your product is. You have to at least be average in the other pieces. So you have to do all of these things to some extent to be able to make things happen. And that's why I believe it's more important to be average at creating websites. It's more important to be average at creating products. It's more important about being average when it comes to doing press releases. It's more important about being average when it comes to writing articles or distributing articles. It's more important when it comes to being average when it comes to doing AdWords campaigns or AdSense programs to generate revenue. It's more important to be average when you're adding content to your site. It's more important to be average when you're looking at how am I going to optimize this website for the search engines. See, if you do all of these things, but do them at a just basic, get by average level, you're going to be far more successful than if you do one thing really, really well and disregard all of the other pieces. See, this is a system and a process. Online selling and small business online is a system and a process. And what that means is these parts are interdependent. You can't have a system with only one single item in it. All of the pieces are connected, whether it be traffic or product or niche markets or search engines or publicity or sales conversion or web copy. All of these different things are interconnected. You have to have a little bit of all of them. But if you're just average in them, you're going to be miles ahead of the game. Because most people only focus on the ones that they like doing, and they disregard the other ones. And when I say disregard, they put personal disregard into them. They may not even get someone else to do it for them. The whole point is just do all of the pieces as close to average as you can. You're going to win online. Do one of them really well and not the other ones, doesn't matter how good you are, you're not going to succeed. If you do below average in all of these little pieces I've been talking about, you know, picking the right market, getting the right product, creating, you know, your own products, creating traffic, doing web copies and website and web conversion strategies and teleclasses, just do them average. Don't fuss and, you know, get all uptight because one of them isn't perfect. You're far better off to be able to do them to the best of your ability now, but do all of them to some extent. You know, I work with a lot of customers and they get uptight because then they go, you know what, I haven't had a chance to do this, or I haven't had a chance to do this, or they focus on one thing and they leave everything else to the side and they flit about from task to task. Just do a little bit of everything, a little bit of everything in that hub and spoke marketing process, and you're going to be, like I said, miles ahead of everyone else. Think about this. Write down right now on a list all of the different activities that you do on a regular day. When you do that, just put a little percentage of the time you spend on it and take a look and say, where am I spending my time? Where am I putting my energy and my effort into? Are these the things that I really should be doing when it comes to marketing your business? Don't focus on doing the things that you like to do unless they're part of a process that's going to generate income for you. Remember, in a lot of the sessions that I do, the whiteboard sessions, I always talk about GTM, get the money. Unless you're in a nonprofit, you know, we're here to earn some money. We're here to pay bills. We're here to save up a nest egg. We're here to get recurring passive income. These are all of the things that you can do when you focus on marketing your business and doing a lot of little things average as opposed to only one thing well. Think about this. Write down your percentages. Take a look at where you're focusing your energies and efforts when you consider yourself marketing your business. We all know the steps that you have to take to market your business. Pick some of them and do them average. Do them average, but do all of the different pieces of the process. Hope you enjoyed this little session. Write it down, think about it, and decide, is this something that's going to get me to where I want to go, or is this something that's going to take me farther away from where I want to get to? If it's something that's going to help you, all you've got to do is act on it. If it's something that's going to hurt you, what you've got to do is spend less time doing it. Take the time, change your behavior, and make things happen. This is James Madukespeak. I hope you enjoyed this little session. I want you to expect the best. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.